The Gemara says in Pesachim, Makam Shenagu Shelo Lasos Melacha Be'erev Pesach. The Mishnah talks about in a town where the custom is not to do work on Erev Pesach before Chatzos, one must follow the minhag. So the Mefarshim point out, the Shulchan Aruch points out, that working before Chatzos on Erev Pesach, that's the minhag hamakom. But after Chatzos, everyone agrees, you can't do melacha on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. What type of melacha? So basically, many say the type of melacha that's mutar on Chol HaMoed, cooking, carrying the light stuff, that is permitted in Erev Pesach as well. So the minhag is not, is in certain towns, the minhag was not to do work on Erev Pesach. After Chatzos, that was the halacha. So that's the whole discussion. So if you come from a place where the minhag wasn't, and you go to a place where it was, so then makom shenagu, perhaps the reverse as well. So, what is the reason? Why can't you do malacha on Erev Pesach? What kind of minhag is this? Based on what? So, Rashi writes, because what's the concern? That Erev Pesach is a very busy day. You have a lot of things to do. You're going to get caught up at work. You're going to become preoccupied. And then, you're not going to have time to take care of what you have to about the Bior Chametz, the Bito, back in the day when you used to bake matzahs and making the carbon and bringing the carbon Pesach. So that's what Rashi writes. It's a pragmatic concern. That you might get caught up in your work and you'll be negligent in the mitzvahs hayom and the hachanas for Pesach. Tosis quoting Yushami has a much more halachic reason. That, no. The reason why you can't do malacha on Erev Pesach is because any day, because since you're bringing your carbon Pesach, it's like a yuntav, it's like a private yuntav. So when Erev Pesach, when everyone's carbon Pesach is being, so normally when you bring a carbon, it's your own private yuntav, but when Erev Pesach, everyone's bringing it, so malacha has to be avoided. And Tosa says that since the Issa malacha was Misakin, it remains even today when we no longer have a carbon Pesach. So Rashi gives a much more pragmatic reason. You get caught up in work and therefore you forget, you'll be negligent in your duties. Tosa says no, nothing to do with being caught, even if you're not caught up in your work, it's a day you're bringing the carbon Pesach, so therefore there's a Isser Malacha. So the Chok Yaakov points out, my nafkamina. What's the nafkamina between Rashi's reason of preoccupation and Tosa's reason to Yishami? He says like this. In fact, it comes out this year. When Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so is there an Isser to do Malacha on that Friday? Obviously Shabbos to Shabbos. What about on Friday? It's not Erev Pesach anymore. But you still have to take care of, you got to burn the chametz and do all the other things. You got to pashas, well, prepare the matzah, unless, of course, you talk about making a motzoi Shabbos, which is a separate discussion. Actually, Rashi writes in Arvei Pesachim that not only do we compare the eating of the matzah to Karban Pesach, but we compare the hachana. So either way, so whatever has to be done, so would it apply on Friday? So according to Rashi, one should be able to do malacha. It should still apply because you still have to get everything done on that Friday, and therefore the Issa malacha should be intact. However, according to the Yushami, since we're not bringing a carbon Pesach on that day, therefore you shouldn't bring any Issa malacha. So that's what they write. In fact, the famous question of the Magid Mishnah, why does Rashi, according to Rashi's Tam, according to the reasoning of Rashi, why is it limited to Erev Pesach? Why not say the same thing in Erev Sukkot? In fact, Erev Sukkot might even be a busier day. I think Tosis and Chulin writes, might even be busier. And the din of also is beno. So the Slach answers the Magid Mishnah's Kasha, because why is Rashi only why according to Rashi we're only concerned about Erev Pesach and not Erev Sukkot? Because what Rashi is referring to, as I said, the Lachi is, everyone agrees, even Rashi agrees, after Chatzos, when you're bringing the Karban Pesach, so everyone agrees, after Chatzos, there's an Issur Melacha. Rashi's talking about the morning is before Chatzos. So therefore, since we know on Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, you can't do Melacha, so therefore the morning is going to be very busy, so therefore we're concerned. So they said also don't do malach even in the morning. But Erev Sukkot, there's no carbon being brought. There's nothing to be concerned about. You have the whole day, so not worried about you going to work. So according to what the Slach is saying then, Rashi agrees with Tosus that when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you're allowed to do malacha on Friday, even though you prepare. But since you don't have the Karban Pesach, so you have the whole day to prepare, it's no different than Erev Sukkot. That's the famous Slach. In fact, there's another famous Kasha in the Mefarshim ask, is if every day you bring a Karban, it's like a Yontev Shalom. Last I checked, there's something called the Karban Tamid. We bring a Karban every day. So how could you ever do work? So that's what some of our, I don't know if it's Yushalmi, I forget, some, they quote the answer is because we have a mitzvah Yasafta Daganacha. We have a mitzvah Parnasa. So therefore, Inachanami, really, you shouldn't do a malacha any day you bring a karban. But what could you do? How we have to make v'chai behem agosha yamuspem? So we got to go to work. The daigas of Parnasa, and therefore, even on a regular day, the heter of making a living overrides the prohibition of the Yerushalmi of doing work on the day you bring a karban.